Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in the third very wide line, Yud Beis Amud Beis. And we continue with the Agadita darshaning the Megillah, just going through piece by piece of the Megillah. So Amud Aleph is going to describe Esther's background and how she behaved in the palace while she was first taken into Ahasuerus's palace. On Amud Beis, we're going to get into Mordechai discovering the assassination plot against Ahasuerus and Haman making his case for genocide to Ahasuerus and how that conversation went. So let us begin three lines into the wide lines. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Ish Yehudi Hayu B'shushan Abira V'Gomer Ish Yemini. The Megillah identifies Mordechai both as an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini. So Maika Amar, what does that mean to say? Ili Chusa Kasi L'chse V'azalad Binyamin. If you're trying to tell me his Yichus, so then it should trace his Yichus all the way back to Binyamin. But it doesn't do that. It stops short when it traces his Yichus. When the Megillah tells us that he was an Ish Yehudi, it says Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, but it doesn't go all the way back to Binyamin. Ela Maishna Hani, why does it have to tell me Dafka these people that he descends from? So Tana Kulan al Shimon Nikru, all of them are names that relate to something about Mordechai's character himself, and it wasn't just the names of his forefathers. Ben Yair means Ben Sheher Einem Shal Yishol B'Tfilaso. Ben Yair doesn't just mean his father's name was Yair, it means he was the one who enlightened the eyes of the Jewish people through his tefillos. Meaning what we're trying to say is when we say Ben over here, it's like when you call someone a Ben Torah. You're not saying anything about his father, you're saying something about him. So Ben Yair means that he enlightened the Jewish world with his tefillos. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama Kel Tefilaso. It's the person who God listened to his tefillos. Ben Kish, Shehikish al Shari Rachamim Viniftachulo, that he knocked on the gates of Rachamim and they were opened up for him. Karila Yehudi, so it calls him a Yehudi, Alma Yehuda Kasi, that makes it sound like he comes from the Shevet of Yehuda. The Karila Yemini, but it also calls him a Yemini, Alma Binyamin Kasi, which makes it sound like he comes from Shevet Binyamin. So which is it? Was Mordechai from Yehuda or from Binyamin? So Gemara suggests, Amar of Nachman Mordechai Muchta Benimuso Haya. He was well decorated with Yichus. Amar of Arbachan Amar of Yeshua Ben Levi, Aviv Mi Binyamin V'Ima Mi Yehuda, which means to say that his father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda. So he was both from Binyamin and from Yehuda. Rabbanan Amri Mishpachos Miskara Zubazu, and the Rabbanan say no. Everyone wanted to take credit for him. They were all arguing with each other. Mishpachos Yehuda Meres Anogarim De Misyal and Mordechai. Mishpachos Yehuda was saying that it's because of our forefathers that Mordechai was born. It's meaning not that he came from Yehuda, but it's as a result of the actions of the Bnei Yehuda that Mordechai was born. To Lokatle David L'Shimi Ben Gera, because David had every right to kill Shimi ben Gera for being married by Malchus, but David decided not to kill Shimi ben Gera, and because he didn't kill Shimi ben Gera, Shimi had time to live, to have children, and from him descended Mordechai. So the Shevet of Yehuda was saying that it's because of us that Mordechai is around. And the Shevet of Binyamin was saying, no, we deserve credit for him because he comes from our Shevet. So there's no question of which Shevet he comes from. He comes from Binyamin. The question is, who deserves more credit for his existence? Rava Amar Kreshol Amar Liidach Kisa. Rava says, no, Klal Yisrael and his generation were not proud of Mordechai. They weren't trying to take credit for Mordechai. They were trying to do the exact opposite. Roma Asali Yehudi Mashilim LeYemini. They were saying, go look what Yehudi did to us, what the Yemini did to us. Ma Asali Yehudi Delokat LeDavid LeShimi Disel LeMordechai DeMikni VeHaman. If only David would have killed Shimi, and then we wouldn't have the problem of Mordechai. It's remarkable what he suggests. Is that the Jews of the generation of the Megillah did not blame Haman for their problems. They blamed Mordechai for their problems. They did not think he was the solution. They thought he was the problem. That if not for Mordechai causing all this trouble by refusing to bow to Haman and by having the sense of Jewish pride or arguing with Haman, fighting back, that they wouldn't have any problems. They would just there wouldn't be anti-Semitism if not for people like Mordechai. That's what they felt in that generation. Umashilun the Yemini delok. And on the same level of David not killing Shimi and therefore causing us this terrible thorn in our side, Mordechai, is the fact that Shaul didn't kill Agag and therefore the king of Amalek, and therefore we have this other thorn in our side, Haman. They equated the two. They equated Mordechai with Haman. Haman. They viewed them both as equal problems for the Jewish people. So those are the first three answers in terms of whether he came from Yehuda or he came from Binyamin. A fourth answer, he came from Binyamin. Yehudi. Why is he called Yehudi? Al shum shekafar ba'avodah zarah. He's called Yehudi not because of his lineage, but simply because he denied avodah zarah. Shekalakofar ba'avodah zarah nikki Yehudi. Anyone who's kofar ba'avodah zarah earns the title Yehudi. Kidichsiv iti guvern Yehudain. Rav Shimon Pazi ki ava pasach b'divrei yamim. When Rav Shimon Pazi would begin to darshan divrei yamim, Amar Hachi would say the following: Kol dvarecha echad heim vanu yodin l'darshan. That all your words are one, and we know how to darshan them. V'ishto ha-Yehudiya yolda es yered, avi gedor, ve'es chaver avi shocho, ve'es yikuti al avi zanuach, ve'ele b'nei basya baspara shalakach mered. So amai kari la Yehudiya. Why is the basparo called a Yehudiya in the pasuk? Al shum shekafra ba'avodah zarah, because she rejected avodah zarah. D'chsiv v'ateri basparo lirchutz alayar. V'am rabbi yochran sheyorda lirchutz migilulei beis avia. Where do we see that she rejected avodah zarah? Because she went to bathe by the river, and we understand that that means that she bathed in order to clean off the avodah zarah of her father's house. So first of all, Rabbi Shimon Pazi, just interesting to note, Tosas Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Mem Tes says that Pazi is actually a woman's name; it's not a man's name. And Rabbi Shimon Pazi is called by his mother's name and not by his father's name, because his mother was more miyuchas. So she came from a family of gedolim, and sometimes if the yichus is greater on the mother's side, so it's a greater kavo to be miyaches the child after the mother, even though obviously the halacha is the yichus is after the father. But in terms of his Torah, when we're expressing his Torah, we let it be known where he comes from in terms of his Torah learning. But in terms of the actual drasha, the content of the drasha, that she went to be roch. We're not done with the drasha. It's going to tell us more about this pasuk. But the first part, at least, that she went to bathe migilule beis avia. She went to wash off the gilule beis avia. So Rashi says litbol d'shem geirus, that she went to the mikvah for the sake of Geirus, to convert to Klal Yisrael. So the Torah Yevin raises the question that Tvila Shel Geirus is only when he comes into Kedushas Yisrael. And just like Yisrael, the Matan Torah required Tvila, because that's when they first got Kedushas Yisrael. But before that, L'chora, there shouldn't have been a need for Tvila L'Shem Geirus, because all of Klal Yisrael had a din of B'nai Noach. So what does it mean? Basi Basparo was Tovel L'Shem Geirus. Tvila L'Shem Geirus, something all of Klal Yisrael needed at a later point in history, because they didn't yet have the full Kedushas Yisrael. So why would she need to do it, Tevila L'Shem Geirus? So Tzuri Evan says that it doesn't mean that she was Tevila L'Shem Geirus. It means that she was Rochetz, when it says that she bathed, it's a remez to the idea that she cleansed herself of the Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't actually mean that she bathed off anything, that there was any actual bathing. It means that she cleansed off any sense of Avodah Zarah. So now goes Baruch Tam, and the Tzuri Evan is Miyashiv Rashi, says that you can't say that there was no difference between a Jew and a non-Jew before Matan Torah. It's a Beferish Rambam. The Rambam in the 9th parak of Hilchos Malachim, when he talks about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, tells us Al Shisha Dvar Mitztava Adam Rishon Al Avod Zor Val Birch Shem, he lists off the six mitzvahs that Adam Rishon was already given. And he says Alpha Pishakul Nein Kabal B'yadein Mimosh Rabbeinu V'adas Notalen Michal Devrei Tori Yirah Shal Eilu Mitztava Hosef L'Noach Evr Menachai Shemar Ach Basar B'nav Shadom Lo Sechelu. And then you have Evr Menachai that was given to B'nei Noach as well. So it turns out that there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. V'cheino yadavar b'chola olam ad Avraham. And the Rambam says, and that's what everyone in the world had to observe until Avraham Avinu came along. Ba'avraham v'nitztava yeser al elu b'mila. Avraham Avinu got the mitzvah of bris mila. V'uispal shachris, and he instituted shachris. V'yitzchak kifresh meisar v'hosef tefila acheres l'vnos hayom. Yitzchak instituted maestros, and he davened another tefillah. V'yakov hosef kiranosha v'spal arvis. Yaakov added a third tefillah of mariv, and he also added kiranosha. U'bimitzrayim nitztava amram b'mitzvos yiseros, and in Mitzrayim Amram accepted or was commanded in other mitzvos until Moshe Rabbeinu finally came, and then we completed the rest of the Torah, the rest of the Taryag mitzvos. So you see, according to the Rambam, there was a development. It didn't just go from B'nai Noach to Matan Torah from, and that's it. It was like a switch that was just flipped on, that we went from Bnei Noach to being to having Kedusha Yisrael. Apparently, Kedusha Yisrael came before then. It came over a period of time as we added mitzvos with Avram, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov. Maritz Chiyus raises the question on Rashi that Tzvilas Ger has to be in front of a Beis Din. So how could you say she was Tovel Hashem Geirus? Where was the Beis Din? She had no Beis Din to be Tovel Hashem Geirus. So he says the Sefer Evin Yaakov suggests that in Shulchan Aruch there's a Shita in Yerodeh and some Rish Samaches that B'dieva, the Tefillah without a Beis Din is not Ma'akev the Geirus, that it would work as well. So it could be a Tefillah Hashem Geirus even without the presence of a Beis Din. So we continue in the Drasha. Yolda V'harabuya Rabise. How could it say that Basi Bas Paro gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's not true. She raised him. She didn't give birth to him. So Lomelcha, this teaches you should call him a Gadol Yosem Yisom B'Sof Peso Mala Lavakasav Kilu Yilado, that if someone raises the Yosem or Yisoma in their house, it's the Psukim consider it as if it's their actual parent of the Yosem and Yisoma. Halach L'Maisa, the Poskim say, if Rachman Al-Tzan, a couple has difficulty having children, they're unable to have children, that there's a partial mitzvah, there's a partial Kiyma mitzvah of Pur Revu by adopting children, because Kol HaMagadol Yosem Yisom B'Sof Peso is Kilu Yilado. Yered Ze Moshe. Yered is actually one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting. Some of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu you find being used a lot. Some of the names we don't. Moshe obviously is used, but a lot of the other names. Yered, Talmud named Yered once, but only once. So Yered is Moshe. V'loma nikra shmo Yered. Why is he called Yered? She yardam li Yisrael man biyamav, because he's the one that brought down the man in his days. So Yared is Yered. Gidur shagadu pirtasein shal Yisrael. He's called Gidur because he built up the breaches in Klal Yisrael in his generation. Chaver, he's called Chaver shechiber Yisrael avin shebashrayim, because he connected Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Socho shenaslam Yisrael kesukah, that he became like a protective sukkah for Klal Yisrael. Yikutiel shekivu Yisrael lekel biyamav, that Klal Yisrael hoped for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during his days. So nuach is niach avonosein shal Yisrael, that he rejected the avonos, the sins of the Jewish people. Avi, 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 and it says three times Avi. Why does it say three times Avi? Av b'Torah, Av b'Chachma, Av b'Nevius. So let us know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the father of the generation in Torah, in Chachma, and in Nevius. Ve'ele b'nei basi asher lakach mered, v'chi mered shmo v'alo kalev shmo. Is his name Mered? His name is Kalev. Why is he called Mered? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yavel Kalev, Shemar b'atzas meraglim, v'yisas bas paro, Shemar d'begilu l'beis avia, that Kalev who rejected the atzas meraglim is going to go and marry bas paro, who rejected the Gilulei Beis Aviyah. Meryl Diskin raises the question that she was a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Asura Adoravi, but okay, but somehow he figured it out. So Kalev married Bas Paro, who rejected the Gilulei Beis Aviyah. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, that were exiled from Yerushalayim, Amar Rav Asher Golem Eatzmo, that he exiled himself. Ayyomin as Hadassah, Vayomin as Hadassah, and he supported Hadassah. Karila Hadassah, v'karila Esther. So he calls her Hadassah, and he calls her Esther. Which is it? Was her name Esther? Was her name Hadassah? So Tanya, Rameir, Rameir, Esther, Shema. Rameir says opinion number one: Esther was really her name. V'loma nikra Shema Hadassah. Why is she called Hadassah in the Megillah? Al shema tzaddikim shenikra Hadassim, because tzaddikim are often called Hadassim. V'chenu Omer v'uomid bein Hadassim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says a second opinion that Hadassah Shema v'lama nikra Shema Esther. Why she called Esther if her name was really Hadassah? Al shem shayisem Esteres t'vareha. Esther means she was very secretive, and she was secretive. She hid all of her words. She didn't say where she was from. Shenemar ein Esther mageda sazama. Esther refused to reveal her nation. Rabbi Nechemia Omer. Third possibility. Rabbi Nechemia says Hadassah Shema v'lama nikra Esther. Her name was Hadassah. Why was she called Esther? She umos olam koronosa al shum Esther. The umos olam referred to her by the moon, that she was beautiful like the moon, so that's why she was called Esther. Ben Azay Omer, Esther lo aruchav lo ksara haisa, el beninis ka Hadassah, that Esther was not tall nor particularly short, she was average like a Hadassah, so that's why she was called Hadassah, even though her name was really Esther. Now, once we describe how she was fairly average looking, Rabbi Shur ben Karchamer, Esther yirak rokes haisa, he says, no, she wasn't average looking at all, she was quite ugly, she had a green complexion, v'chut shel chesed mashuch aleha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a chut shel chesed, meaning that she had a certain chain that people for some reason took a liking to her. And so Naritz Chayis points out that Chud Shel Chesed Mashach Alei, he says because the word Chayin implies Hatava B'li Gmul. It implies someone who does good for you without any reason, without hoping for anything back. So from the fact that it says V'tiyasta Nosis Chayin, it must be that it was a Chud Shel Chesed, because if she was beautiful, then you understand the reason why people liked her, because people like beautiful people. People just take to beautiful people. But she wasn't a beautiful person, so that's how you know that it was a Chud Shel Chesed, that because it's the Megillah has to say that she was Nosis Chayin. If it wasn't, if she was beautiful, she wouldn't have needed Chayin. She would have her beauty to rely on. Ki Eim La Av Ve'Eim, she didn't have a father or father or mother. So B'mosa Via V'Ima, and when her father or mother died, Lama Li, why does it have to say that? So Amravacha Ibarta Mesa Via. That if, meaning, why does it have to say that her father or mother died if it already says she doesn't have a father or mother? So it's telling us, no, just when her father or mother died. That as soon as they conceived, her father died. So she didn't, there wasn't even a moment where the mother was pregnant with the father, that the father was alive. Yoldasa, as soon as the mother gave birth, Mesa Ima, the mother died. So you see, immediately as soon as their roles were done in making Esther and producing an Esther, they died as soon as it was over, as soon as their roles were done. So a couple of things. First of all, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim why it is that Esther did not want to say where she came from. Meaning, well, we know why, because Mordechai told her not to say. But why did Mordechai tell her not to say? So the Alkut Shimoni quotes a Deya that once Mordechai saw what Achashverosh did to Vashti, and he saw what kind of temper Achashverosh had, he figured that if he gets angry at Esther and he knows where Esther came from, he might take it out on all the Jews. So he wanted to play it safe to protect Klal Yisrael, that Esther shouldn't say where she came from. Rashi and the Megillah says that Mordechai wanted to send Esther wanted to get Esther out of the Beis HaMelech as soon as possible. The whole point, she was by Achashverosh because she was honest, she had no choice to be there. So it was Yavar Val Yaharig, she had to be there. But Mordechai thought that if she's going to say her yichus and they're going to be able to trace her lineage back to Shaul HaMelech, and he's going to realize that she's a bas melech, she's appropriate for a king, then he might want to marry her. And he didn't want that to happen. He wanted her to get out of there as quickly as possible. Yalkut Shimoni also suggests that Mordechai was barech min hagedula, so he didn't want Esther to be associated with him, because he didn't want to be raised to any sort of special positions just because of the fact that he was related to the queen. The Ibn Ezra, he says the exact opposite of Rashi, that Mordechai knew b'nevuah or b'chalom that Esther was one day going to lead the salvation of Klal Yisrael. So he wanted that Achashverosh should marry her, and he knew that if Achashverosh knew that she was a Jew, he's not going to want to marry her, because he would be disgusted by the idea of marrying a Jew. The Ibn Ezra also says that Mordechai knew that if she's going to say she's a Jew, Achashverosh is going to force her to be Michal Shabbos and to eat non-kosher, meaning he's going to try to make her like him. But if he doesn't know she's a Jew, so she can secretly be Shomer Shabbos, and he's not going to be on guard, he's not going to know what she's trying to do, so it's not going to be a problem. The Marsha suggests the reason she was Nosis Chayin B'chol Ro'eh is what we mentioned earlier, that every nationality saw themselves in her, but as soon as she says she's a Jew, they're going to stop seeing themselves in her, and no one's going to like her anymore. So she wanted to create that aura of mystery about her, that everyone should think that maybe she really comes from them. So then when the Gemara tells us what happened to her father and mother, it's interesting. Rav Yosef Engel and Beis HaOtzer discusses, at what point is a person called a father? When do you say a person begins his role as an Av or as an Aim? So there is a Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Gemara talks about Ben Sora Mora, and Parak Ben Sora Mora says he's a Ben V'lo HaRoy L'Kroso Av. He can't be someone who's Roy L'Kroso Av. That's how we know that you only have a 3-month window after he's an adult and he's able to impregnate a woman, that only for the next 3 months can he be Ben Sora Mora. Because after 3 months, he's Ro'i L'Kroso Av. Why is he Ro'i L'Kroso Av? Because it takes 3 months for Hukarubra, for the pregnancy to become recognizable on a woman. So once that happens, now he's an Av. Now he's recognizable as an Av. So it says, Yes, Vengelin, Beis HaOtzer, but wait a second, it sounds from here, you couldn't even have 1 second where the woman was pregnant, because then he would be an Av. Esther didn't have an Av. Ein la aveim. She didn't have an Av, because he died right that moment. He should have been able to live for 3 months, and he still wouldn't have been called an Av, if you say that you called an Av right away. Not only that, the Rabbi Kiv Eger in Shulchan Aruch understands from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that if it's one is called an Av when Hukar Ubra, so L'chora, Bipashtos, Huadin, one is called an Aim when Hukar Ubra. So how can you say she didn't have an aim? She had an aim for 6 months after Hukar Ubra, after the first 3 months of pregnancy. So Rav Yosef Engel says, first of all, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva Eger's diuk. He says maybe aim is only on at childbirth. And he says when it talks about Av and Ben Sora Mora, it's talking about how people relate to the Ben Sora Mora. But Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Echnami, a person is called an Av. Lo Roy Lekroso Av. People don't call someone an Av until the mother is recognized, until the wife is recognizably pregnant. But he's actually an Av as soon as she's actually pregnant. That's what Rav Yosef Engel writes in Beis HaOtzer. But most of you, the Yim Alecha Mordechai Lo Lebas, and when her parents died, Mordechai took her for a bas. So Tana Mishrim Meir, I'll take the bas el lebayis. Meir says, no, not a daughter, but lebayis, that he married her. V'cheinu Omer, v'lerosh ein kol, ki im kivsa achas ketana asher kona, v'yichi v'tigadu limo, v'imbana v'yachta v'mipito tochal, v'mikoso tishta v'chiko tishkav, v'atilo kebas, mishim de v'chiko tishkav havis kebas, el lebayis, hachanami lebayis. When Nasan Navi is describing to David HaMelech the mashal of the person who only has Nebuch one little sheep and the other the neighbor who has everything and he takes that one little sheep, what should happen to that person, that rich neighbor who takes the one little sheep, and David HaMelech has to paskin about him, that Ben Mavis who, that he deserves to die. So as he's describing that mashal, he says, and she's Yosheves Bechiko, and she's like a bas. What do you mean? A daughter's not Yosheves Bechiko. Yosheves Bechiko implies intimacy. So what do you mean kebas? No, it means kebayis. So here also means bias, not a daughter, it implies an intimate relationship of a husband and wife. Vesheva na'aros, the seven na'aros that Vashti, that Achshverosh had, Amravashay Samona Behen Yimei Shabbos, that she would count with them, that Esther had rather, while she was in Achshverosh's house. So she had seven helpers so that she could know which when Shabbos was. She wouldn't lose track of the days of the week. Vishanas na'aroseha, Amravashay Chila Machal Yehudi, that she was fed Jewish food. Shmuel Amar Shechila Kidli de Chaziri. No, the exact opposite. Chazir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zeronim. That was seeds. V'cheinu Amar Vahia Melzer Nosi Has Pas Begam V'Nosi Lehem Zeronim. Shisha Chadash M'Shemen Amar. So she spent 6 months in the Shemen Amar. My Shemen Amar. What is Shemen Amar? Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Satachas. It's some type of balsam oil. Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zayis. It's olive oil. Shlo Hevi Shlish, where the olive had not grown to 1/3 of its growth. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Pekinon Shemen Zayis Lo Hevi Shlish. And Pekinon is Shemen Zayis that hasn't grown a third of its growth. Lama Soch Noso. Why do they use it? What do they use such oil for? Shemeshir Sasayar. It's good for hair removal. Uma Adin as a Basar, and it softens the skin. Be'erav Hiba'a Babokri Shavish. He would come in the evening and leave in the morning. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mignus Shlos Rosh Alamanu Shivcho. From the gnus of this Rasha of Achashverosh, we see the good things about him as well. Shalei Meshamish Mitasu B'yom. Apparently, he was careful not to be Meshamish Mitasu B'yom, because you see that she would come in the evening and leave in the morning. So he only had, apparently, he only had Tashmish Hamita during the nighttime, not during the daytime. Vati Esther Nosis Chain, and Esther was Nosis Chain. Amr Blazer Melamit Shel Kol Echad Vecha Nun Mesoloku Maso. So Joshua, we mentioned before that everyone saw themselves in Esther. Everyone thought that she was from their nation. And Esther was taken in the 10th month of Teves. Teves is a very cold month. It's a time where body heat is very helpful, and therefore the Hashkacha had it that Achashverosh should get particular enjoyment from Esther, because it was a month where he would have gotten particular enjoyment from anybody because he needed the body heat. Achashverosh loved her from all the other women, and she found favor in his eyes and chesed in front of him from all the other besulos. Amarav bikesh litom tam besulot tam. What it means to tell you is, why does it say nashim and besulos? If he wanted her to feel like a besula, he wanted to taste the taste of a besula, so that's what he experienced. Tam bu'ula ta'am. And if he wanted to experience a bu'ula, so that's what he experienced with Esther. She was like the man. Whatever he was interested in feeling, whatever he was interested in experiencing, at that time, he experienced. It bears mention. Really bears a lot more than mentioning. We should have all shear in it, but we don't have time for it. If we say that Achashverosh took Esther, I mean that Mordechai married Esther, that Labas means Labayas, so the clear issue becomes that she's an Eishes Ish, and that she went and married Achashverosh as an Eishes Ish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't really discuss it, sort of discuss it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that we know that all Averus in the Torah, Yav or Val Yaharig, except for three Averus of Zagli Rashvich's Damim, that Yaharig Val Bal Yavar. So the Rabbi Yochanan comments that's only Bitsina, but Befarhesya, even a mitzvah kala is Yaharig Val Yavar. If it's Befarhesya, then even for the smallest mitzvah, you have to give up your life rather than violate the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Aye, but Esther was Farhesya." So the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayos. The Gemara just says Esther was Farhesya. It was a public matter, so shouldn't it have been Yaharig Val Yavar? Because everyone knew that Achashverosh had taken her, and nevertheless she wasn't Moser Nefesh. So Gemara gives two answers. Abaye says she was Karka Olam, she was totally passive, and therefore it's not a problem, so she didn't have to be Moser Nefesh. Rava says that when a non-Jew forces a Jewess to violate the Avera Lahana Aso, or forces a Jew to violate any Avera Lahana Aso for his own benefit, that's not a Chilul Hashem, and then it's Yavar Val Yahareg. If it's not one of the big three, it becomes Yavar Val Yahareg. So, when Rabbi Yochanan says that Farhesya becomes Yaharig Val Yavar, it means if his kavana is laviru al das, it means if his kavana is to make a person not religious anymore, to have them reject their Judaism. So Tosav there raises the obvious question: why are you asking about Esther Farhesya? There's a more obvious problem that Esther was Gilei Arayos; she was married, so it was Gilei Arayos. So even if it wasn't Farhesya, it's Gilei Arayos. So Beit Tam suggests over there that a bias nachri is not mechayiv misa by an ashes ish. That's not considered Gilei Arayos. Zirma susam zirmasam. They're not considered to be an act of Arayos. The Rivam is cholik on Rabbi Natan, holds that no, it's only in terms of yichus that we say afbrei rachmana lazari dimitzri zirma susam zirmasam. But legabi the iser of bia, it for sure would aser her al baila if she cheats on her husband with a mitzri. The reason the Gemara doesn't ask that Esther was Gilei Arayos was because the person who asked the question in the Gemara knew that you could answer for Gilei Arayos karka olam. That karka olam is a valid defense for the Gilei Arayos question. The Gemara just wasn't sure, is it also a valid defense for the Farhesya question? So that's why the Gemara says, but Esther Farhesya, and the Gemara says, yeah, Karka Olam works for that as well. It doesn't only work for Gilei Arayos, but it's obvious that Karka Olam works for Gilei Arayos. And there are many other Shittos in Rishonim as well, but those are the two major Shittos of the Baal Yatosos. So further in the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of the page, Gimel and Aleph, Vayasa Melech Mishta Gadol, the Melech made a great party, so Avad Mishtaya Velo Galilei, he made a party, but didn't reveal. But she still wouldn't reveal to him where she came from. Dali cargo v'lo galilei. Then he lifted taxes, and she still wouldn't reveal where she came from. Shadar pardishni v'lo galilei. He sent letters. She still wouldn't reveal. Obi kavitz besulah sheinus. When he gathered the besulah the second time, azel shakal etzem Mordechai. So Achashverosh asked Mordechai for advice. Amar eini shemaskana el bi'er chavirta. So Mordechai said, well, when to make a woman jealous, you need to get another woman involved. V'afilu hachi lo galilei. So Achashverosh tried that, still she wouldn't give it up. Esther would not say where she came from. Amar Blazer, my dechsiv, lo yigra mitzadikeinav. What does the pasuk mean when it says lo yigra mitzadikeinav? Bischar tznius shaisa baba Rachel, zachtav yatsim mena shol. Because of Rachel's incredible tznius, she was zochet to have shol descend from her. Bischar tznius shayu baba shol, zachtav yatsim mena Esther. And because of the incredible tznius of shol, Esther was zochet to come out from him. Umait tznius shaisa baba Rachel. What was the great sneus of Rachel? Tachsiv, because the pasuk says Vayagid Yaakov LeRachel Ki Achi Aviyahu, that Yaakov told Rachel that he is her father's brother. So I asked the Gemara, but that's not true. He's not her father's brother. Where's Yaakov's emes? V'chi Achi Aviyahu V'alo Ben Achos Aviyahu. Adraba, he's the son of the sister of her father. He's her first cousin. He's not her uncle. Ela Amar La Minasevesli. No, rather the way the conversation went when it says that Yaakov said that he was her brother, that he was her father's brother. The way the conversation went is as follows. He said to her, he saw Rachel, he said, marry me. Armalei in. She said, no problem. Miu abaramahu velo yachaltalei. But you should know, my father's a very deceitful person, and you're not going to outsmart him. He's not going to want to let me marry you. Amrla achvan abramos. Yaakov says, I am his brother in Ramos. That's the context that he said his brother, not literally is his brother. He meant that I'm Ben Gilo in Ramos. I could keep up with him in terms of my deceitfulness. So Armalei, umishar l'sakilis Ramusa, so I said, wait a second, maybe I don't want to marry you then. I don't like the fact that you're such a tricky person. What are you gonna, is that permissible for a tzaddik to be like that? Amar la in, he said, it is permissible. Im navar titava v'mikish titapal. Depending on who you're dealing with, you have to deal with the person on their level. So to deal with the lavan, if you deal in a very yashar way with the lavan, it's not going to work out. So Amar la, my Ramusa. So he said to her, okay, so give me some background. Why do you say your father is such a deceitful person? What kind of things does he do? So Amar la, isli achta de kashi. know, I have a sister who's older than me, and there's no way my father's going to marry me off before he marries her off. So Yaakov gives her simanim to make sure that he'll be able to know that it's really her. When the night came, Rachel started to think, my sister's going to be embarrassed. So she gave over the simanim to Leah. And that's why the pasuk says that it was the next morning, and behold, she's Leah. What does that mean, that she wasn't Leah until that point? That, no, but because of the simanim that Rachel gave over to Leah, so Leah used those simanim, so Yaakov didn't know until the next morning that it was Leah. That was the great sneeze of Rachel, that as a result of that, Shaul descended from Rachel. Now, when Lavan actually told Yaakov that he wouldn't give Rachel before Leah, Lavan said, that Lo Yasa came to Mukamenu, Lasse said Siril Fnei Bechira. So the poskim discussed this, when even though Lavan says it, should one be machmir to marry off their daughters in the order of their birth, to marry off the older one before the younger one? So Tosim Sechs Kiddushin and Afin Bey says that Rabbeinu Tam had a Maisa, where a guy was Makadesh Bas Ploni, Bistaman, he didn't say which Bas it was, he didn't say which daughter he was trying to be Makadesh. Rabbeinu Tam said it's obviously the older one, because we say Bevadai he was Makadesh the Gedola, because Lo Yasa came Bimukomenu, it's not appropriate to give the younger one before the older one. Even though it was Lavan, apparently from Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam understands that it's appropriate to be knowing that way. Rashi al Torah says this way in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Vav, that the Benos Slavchad married Lefi Seder Toldosan, based on the order of their birth. And the Rashbam also writes in Maseches Babasra Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, when the Benos Slavchad got married, it lists them off Derech Dulasan. So it sounds that they were married in that way because of Lo Yasa Kein Mimukamenu Los Yisus Tzira Lefnei Bechira. So we see that this is something, and that's what the Bach writes in Yaradeya Simresh Mem Dalid, that that's the sheet of the tour, that you should marry off the children in the order that they're born. And that's what the Shach writes as well in Sivkot Yud Gimel over there. So that begs the question, what was Yaakov thinking? Meaning, if Yaakov was Mekayim Kol HaTorah, and it's really a Derech Eretz, it really is the proper thing to do, so why did Yaakov want to marry the younger one before the older one? So in the Sefer Avos Shaul, he says that the Mefarshim asks, well, how could Yaakov marry two sisters to begin with? So some suggest that before he married them, he was Megayer them. And when you're Megayer them, they lose all family relationships. So if you lose all family relationships, it answers that issue as well. That it wouldn't be, it's not an older sister and a younger sister. You don't have to marry the oldest girl you could find. You just, if it's two sisters, you have to marry the older one should get married before the younger one. The Pardis Yosef suggests, based on Nachal Kedum, that he quotes from Rishonim, that Rachel and Leah were really twins, and that Leah was born first, but that means that Rachel was conceived first. So it was a match for Yaakov and Esav. So it would turn out that she was Bas Gilo, she was the one that was really destined for him. And if Yaakov became the Bechor on that level, so Rachel is really the Bechorah on that level. Okay, anyway, Matznius Haisu B'Shal, what was the great tznius of Shaul? Because of Rachel's tznius, she got Shaul, who was such a tznua. He wouldn't tell anybody about how Shmuel was going to declare him the king before the word got out. Because of that tznius, even when they had the big coronation ceremony, Shaul was found hiding Beina Kalim. He was very tznua. He was not interested in the limelight, even though he was someone who stuck out. He was Mishichma Lamailam Mikala Am. He was someone who was was very impressive looking, whatever, but he wasn't interested. Maybe that was a lack of a sense of malchus that he had. A melech has to be able to present himself. So anyway, so Esther descended from him. When a person achieves prominence, that prominence goes for all generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to all generations. But if a person experiences a sense of gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, shenemar v'masurim bezikim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lower the person. So even though when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person an elevation in their status, that elevation is meant to go for generations and generations, it's not a guarantee. As soon as a person experiences a sense of gaiva, he gets cut off. There's Maimor Mordechai Esther also. Esther did whatever Mordechai said. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shoisa Maru Damnida L'Chachamim. She would show Damnida to the Chachamim to ask Shailas. Kasher Haisa Bamnayitau. Amar Rabbi ba'aleinu shayso medes b'chikos shal Achashverosh v'tovelis v'yoshevus b'chikos shal Mordechai. She would go back and forth between Achashverosh and Mordechai, that she would sleep with Achashverosh, then go back to sleep with Mordechai. Tosfos says, but wait a second, it's against the halacha. There's din of havchana, that in order to know if a person gets pregnant, if a woman gets pregnant, she has to know who the father of the child is, that she's got to wait 3 months between bia with one man and bia with another man. If her husband dies or she gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months till she gets remarried. So isn't it a violation of havchana to go from chikos shel Achashverosh to chikos shel Mordechai? So Tosfos says, shayso meshameshes b'moch, that she used a type of birth control, and therefore she knew that she wasn't going to get pregnant, and therefore was not a problem to go mechikos shel Achashverosh lechikos shel Mordechai. There's a machlokas and a brice in Maseches Yevamos by an anusa and a mefuta, whether she has to wait havchana, gimel chadashim, that Rabbi Yehuda says she also has to wait havchana, Rabbi Yossi says, no, she can get married right away. Abai explains, the reason she can get married right away is because she's at mishapechas, nisha's mizana, she's mishapechas, she does whatever she can not to become pregnant. So that would seem to be in line with what Tosfos is saying over here, that even if you hold normally you need havchana, Tosfos is assuming, like Rabbi Yossi, that as long as she sees to it that she's not becoming pregnant, then you don't have to worry about havchana. But Yom Mahem Mordechai Yoshi B'Shar HaMelech Chatzav Biksa Masarish, was in those days Mordechai was sitting by the gate, and Biksa Masarish hatched their plan. Amr B'chir Barabba, Amr B'Yochran, Hiksav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon HaLavadav Lassus Son Tzadik. One time HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a master get angry at a servant in order to do the Ratzon of a Tzadik. Umanu, where did that happen? Yosef, Shnemar V'Shamitanu Narivri, that happened with Yosef, that the whole reason Paro got angry at the Saramashkim, Sarofim, was so that they could meet Yosef in jail, and it was all a plan so that Yosef would be able to get out. Avadim al Adonayan Lassos Nes L'Tzadik. And one time Avadim got angry at their master in order to do a Nes for a Tzadik. Umanu, when did that happen? Mordechai. Dechsiv Avadar Davil Mordechai. Bixan and Sarish got angry at Achashverosh just so that Mordechai could overhear their plan and be in a position to save. Amar B'Yochum, Bixan and Sarish Shnei Tarsiim Havu. They were both Tarsiim, V'Yimisapim B'Lash and Tursi. So they were speaking their language of Tursi. V'Omri Miyom Shabasala L'Reinu Shinu Be'enenu. And they were saying, you know, we've been working so hard for this guy. Achashverosh has this insatiable thirst that we're constantly working. B'Avinatil Eres B'Safal G'desh Yamas. Let's poison him so he could die. V'Heinlo Yodin Ki Mordechai Miyoshe L'Shchagazai V'Yodeh B'Shiv M'Lashon. They didn't know that Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin and therefore knew all 70 languages. So the Big Son and Sarish were talking, so one said, let's kill him. The other one said, but we're not on at the same time. How are we going to pull it off? I'll adjust my shifts so we'll be on at the same time and we'll pull it off. And that's what it means, that they were able to investigate because they saw that they had adjusted their shifts of when they were serving, so they knew that the plan was true. Kodesh Baruch Hu always creates the refua before the makkah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to punish Klal Yisrael unless the refua is there first. But it's not that way with the non-Jews. Hashem punishes them and then creates the refua. Mordechai levado. Haman didn't want to punish only Mordechai. Amar Rav b'tchila b'Mordechai levado. Sof ba'am Mordechai. First only Mordechai, and then he punished all of Am Mordechai. Umanu, who are the Am Mordechai? Rabbanon. That's Rabbanon. Ul b'sof b'kala Yehudim, and then he wanted to punish all of the Yehudim. Hipol poor hu agoral. So he made a poor. He made a goral. Tana kimin shnafal poor b'chodesh Adar samach simcha gedola. When the lot came out on Chodesh Adar, he was very happy. Amar nafali poor b'yarch shemes b'Moshe. That I have a. It came out in the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. V'lo yodesh b'shiv ba'adar mesu b'shiv ba'adar nolad. He didn't know that it was the seventh day of Adar Moshe Rabbeinu died, but he also was born in the seventh day of Adar. Why didn't he know that? Because Jews tend to observe yahrzeit; they don't celebrate birthdays. So they didn't know that he didn't know that it was also the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone's fasting on the yahrzeit, but he didn't know that it was also the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Maariv Chiyus explains over the Mitzvah Esen, rather explains over here that so what that it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, but he also died on Shiva Ba'adar. He says no, because the day a person dies is assumed to be Re'a Mazali. It's assumed to be a bad mazel. The day a person is born, it's assumed to be a good mazel. When a person is born and dies on the same day, it tells you that he's l'mailam in a mazel, that there is no mazel. So that's why he didn't realize that mazel is not going to help over here. Yesh no amechad. So he makes his case to Achashverosh, says there is an amechad. Amar Rav Elekah diyado lishon bishakaman. There was no one who knew how to speak lashon hara like Haman. Every word was packed with lashon hara. Amar le'tanich linu. He said, let's go wipe him out. Amar le'mistafina me'elu Elokav, the Lalavid Bikadav Bikamai. Achashver says, I'm afraid of their God. He's going to do to me what he did to other people who tried to wipe him out. Amale, yes, Yishanim in the mitzvahs. They've neglected mitzvahs, so you don't have to worry about it. Amale, Isbu Rabbanan. Not all of them did. They have rabbis. Amale, Amechadheim. But they're all together. Shema Tomar Karcha and Yosef Malchuschem of Fuzarnein Benaim. Unless you think that it's going to cause bald spots in your nation, that I'm going to wipe out entire cities. No, they're scattered all over the place, so it's not going to even be noticeable. Shema Tomar Isanami Nai. Unless you say that you benefit from them. Mefurad, Kipredazu Sheino Saperos. The Jews never contribute anything to society. You don't have to worry about them. Unless you say that there's a Medina of them somewhere, that's why it says they're Bechol Medinos Malchusecha. If you have a full Medina of them, then in a Chinami, you're not going to be able to wipe them out. They'll have their own army, and they're going to rebel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. He's going to have miracles for them if they're able to have their own Medina and they're able to defend themselves. But if they don't have a Medina, don't worry. They're Bechol Medinos Malchusecha, so you're going to have every opportunity to take them out. Okay, we're right in the middle of the argument, but Shem will pick up from there tomorrow from the same show notes.